Cook and Wonderful World on BBC Radio Leeds. You are listening to Johnny A. Anson. A moment ago, we heard from James Khan from Dragon's Den, honorary doctorate from Leeds Metropolitan University, on how mobile phones have infiltrated every single facet of our lives. And I don't think there's many people that can argue. With us to reflect this is James Ward, digital coach from Leeds. Hi, James.
Hi, good morning, Johnny.
First of all, digital coach, that's exciting. What is that?
It's I help people understand how to use the web and the internet and their digital technology, okay, particularly in business or in schools, charities, that kind of thing.
So we heard from James Khan just a moment ago. It's something like 62 million mobile phones in this country now. Mm-hmm. If you meet somebody without a mobile phone, you look at them like they've got three heads, don't
absolutely,
you?
Absolutely.
When was the last time you ever heard anybody go, no, I haven't got a mobile phone? It's crazy.
Yeah.
And this proliferation of them, did we expect that? Was this to be foreseen, that they would be this popular?
Well, I think when they started, you know, they're the size of a brick, weren't they? And we all looked at the city bankers and thought we would never need one of those devices. But now we do. Apparently worldwide last year, there were 1.2 billion phones sold. And the trend is for these smartphones. 14% of those phones that were bought last year were these smartphones. So we're talking the iPhone, the BlackBerry, the ones that do all the email and the internet. And within the next few years, I think that's all that will be getting manufactured.
Really?
People won't be buying the older style ones anymore.
So, and for people that aren't too familiar with these are effectively like a computer, aren't they?
It's a
mobile computer.
Yeah,
that's what they are. And they can do everything from the internet, as you say, diaries, watch TV, listen to radio, MP3s. They can do everything.
Yep.
So do you think then that in 5 to 10 years' time, there will be no such thing as your standard mobile phone that just makes a call and receives a call?
Yeah, I mean, whether it takes 5 years or 10 years, I think, you know, it will happen quite quickly. You know, we saw the changes over the last decade. If you imagine what mobile phones were like back at the beginning of the 90s compared with how they are now. So I think it will come in very quickly.
Is there not a market, though, for people that just want to be able to do your standard things with a phone? Because I get distracted and it runs my battery down with all these fancy applications and things that you can do. I genuinely make a call, receive a call, send a text, receive a text. That's all I ever do.
Sure, but I think once you've got one of these smartphones, you actually find it quite hard to live without
because
they are so useful.
Yeah.
You know, people talk about email overload and, you know, you could say that having these smartphones makes it worse because the thing's always on. But it also means that when you've got a bit of downtime, perhaps if you're commuting, if you're on the train, you can clear out your inbox. So when you do get back to the office, you've got a lot less to do. And I think once you've had one, it's hard to go back.
There is that frustration with people that have iPhones, and not everybody's the same. But when you speak to somebody who's recently just got the smartphones.
Yes.
When you recently speak to them, someone that's got a smartphone, they talk to you like they've invented the thing.
Yeah.
They talk to you like they came up with a concept of it. Have you seen this? It can do it.
Yeah, yeah.
You didn't come up with it. You just bought it.
Yeah, yeah. People are very proud, aren't they?
But I guess people probably said the same thing about PCs, laptop computers. Mm. Well, I don't really need it, so what's the point in it?
Yeah.
It's like any part of the digital revolution, though. I guess the fact is you don't really need it, but it proves so handy when you get it.
Yeah, but I mean, I think this debate probably went on when telephones were first invented.
Right.
You know, and the thought was that each village would need one telephone for everybody. And why would anyone need one in the house? Well, you know, the same came along with email. When people first started getting email, it was seen as something that we didn't really need. But these things very quickly become embedded and they do become essential.
A world without the internet now, especially the working world, would collapse. It would collapse, wouldn't it? If there was a major world failure of the internet, businesses would fail to communicate, people wouldn't be able to do their research. We do rely every day on the internet.
Absolutely. But then that's why the internet's so good, because in theory it can't fail. The whole idea behind it was that if a bit of it goes down, the traffic just goes another route.
Right. In your opinion, and it's probably a very difficult question, which is more important, the internet or the mobile phone?
Oh, I think they've converged. I think they are one and the same.
Right, OK. And recently, Gordon Brown and the government were talking about this attacks on all houses, on all homes, to make sure we get super-duper fast broadband in as many homes as possible. What's the difference between the super-duper broadband that they talk about to the ordinary stuff that people have got now?
Well, we lag a long, long way behind. On the global index, we're way down in terms of the speed of our connections. And, I mean, the difference is purely that. It's the speed. So once you've got faster speeds, you can send bigger files and you can have a much more useful experience and video conferencing, all that kind of thing. And personally, I'm not against the 50p tax if it gets us what we need. But I do think we need it if we're going to stay competitive with the rest of the world.
Over half the homes in the UK all have broadband now.
Yeah.
Will we get to a stage where people will look at you funny, as funny as if you say, I don't have a telephone, if you don't have broadband?
It's becoming an essential service, isn't it? You know, when you if occasionally broadband goes down, it's like you've had your water cut off or something.
It is,
you panic,
the frustration
don't you?
People get from
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely.
And one of the other things, and I'm always interested in this debate,